Ron, you know, you talk about, Otis, you guys talked about having fun, talked about doing your thing off the field, but most important, doing your thing on the field. Now, as it went on, as time is going on, and we see the game, the players today, talk a little bit about how I know you're still part of the family. You still talk and chat with the young guys. I see you at functions as well. But talk about trying to relay that as an OG on what it means to be a Raider, to wear the silver and black, but know how to take care of business when it comes to the field.
Well, I think the main thing, the young kids have it's a different generation, first of all. And, you know, it's the adaption to how they play and how the game has revolved. Back in the day when we were playing, we had a job to do. Defensively, Otis and I had a job to do. You had to do it on offense. We take our job that we had to do. If you did something special, something different, yeah, celebrate. You don't celebrate. We don't celebrate after making one tackle. You know, we will celebrate if we do something like intercept the ball and score a touchdown or something of that magnitude, you know. That's when you celebrate. You got to keep your head in the game. You cannot let, you know, the surroundings outside, you're thinking about what's going on outside. You got to pay attention to what's going on the field, and you got to take care of your business and your hand. You have 10 other guys on there playing with you. You do your job, everybody else do their job. That's how you be successful as a team, as a unit. And that's what I see is a little different now, man. You know, everybody want to be individuals. They don't want to stand out. They want to make a tackle and run away from the teammates and, right, you know, let the camera show them, just them. But they have 10 other guys that's working to help them make that tackle and get in that position to be successful. And that's what the thing that I don't like, and I don't appreciate it. You know, they turn the game into some, you know, some show for
it's
them, you know, instead of for the whole team. And that's what they've gotten away from, man.
Oh, this
and it's
talk.
Pissing me off.
Yeah, you know, and that's one thing I noticed, too, is one thing about, especially like I said, on our defense, you screw up, you're going to know about it. There's no showboat, man. I mean, you know, it's like, for instance, we beat Kansas City. Game is still going on, and these guys out there celebrating. Lucky you had a veteran like Tuck to call a timeout. That would have never happened back in the day. So, you know, I know the game has changed since we played, but
football is football.
Exactly. Football, you know, is football. But all that, you know, you need some leadership on this team. That's one thing. You need some veterans and some leadership, you know, to change this stuff around, because, you know, when you're down by 40 points and, you know, you make a tackle and you celebrating, something ain't right.
Right about that. Paul, your thoughts on covering the sport. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm old enough to remember watching these guys and looking up to them, but I'm also young enough now to be still covering this game. And I think, Otis, you hit it on the head. I mean, I was here at that game, and everybody in the press box was aghast. Everyone's like, what are those two guys doing? There's still time on the clock.
Exactly.
Alex Smith is going to the line, and these guys are down here. Bah, bah, bah. It's like, but again, Justin Tuck had it in his mind. He was one of, as you said, Rod, he might be one of the OGs of today, right, to recognize that he's got to call that timeout and get things going. And if things go sideways and the Raiders lose that game, I don't know if those guys walk out of that locker room without a limp.